Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up later, I'll give you some details about the Department of Agriculture's nitrates derogation and how applications can now be submitted online. Also, I'll have some details about the Chagos Animal Health Ireland Beef Health Check programme that's taking place on a farm in Newton Collinum tomorrow. But firstly, my guest this evening is County Chairman of the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association, Malcolm Thompson. I've been speaking to him about a range of issues facing farmers here in Donegal. ICSA County Chairman Malcolm Thompson, good to talk to you again. Plenty of issues coming down the track. Maybe we'll just start on the upcoming talks about the CAP budget and what's going to happen post 2020. From the ICSA's point of view, I suppose one of the key priorities is to ensure that there is absolutely no cut in any funding.
Well, that would be a big priority, and indeed I suppose it's a priority with the politicians in Europe as well. We don't want to see any cut in the budget. That would be point number one. And then I suppose point number two would be to ensure that there is a more equitable distribution of those funds in Ireland than has been heretofore.
And at this stage, I mean, so much is going to happen behind closed doors. You know, your inputs through your organisation, what do you hope you can achieve?
Well, I think that you've been very accurate in what you say, that a lot of the inputs in this will be behind closed doors. Quite frankly, I become a little bit cynical at times as to the effectiveness of a farm organisation or indeed an Irish politician as to what way they can affect the outcome of these talks. A lot of this will be decided in Europe by the Commission, will be rubber stamped by the Parliament, and I think we will have a solution imposed upon us, which in a way is a very unsatisfactory way to have a CAP going forward.
Nevertheless, lobbying is all a part of the whole game. And the ICSA, tell us currently in Donegal, how strong is the organisation at the moment?
Well, the organisation is as strong as ever in Donegal. We're continuing to hold our own. And I suppose since I stepped down as president about, 8 years ago, I haven't been as active personally, but the organisation still goes on, and probably we don't hear as much about it because we were always running events whenever I was the top person in the organisation. But throughout the country, and indeed Donegal is still the jewel in the crown of ICSA.
And of course, recently on a lighter note, you had your annual dinner in the Radisson Blue Here Hotel in Letterkenny.
Yes, we had a great night in Radisson, and indeed we have this dinner dance every year. And, you know, each year we say, well, it's so much trouble to run a dance. Will we have it again? And the committee decided, yes, we'll go ahead for another year. And it was a great success. So I think I'd like to thank everyone who helped to make it a success, helped to come along to the dinner. And, you know, it was a wonderful time, good time to meet other ICSA members and their families, and I think that everyone who was there had a very enjoyable time.
Now, on to issues such as beef prices. I see your colleague, ICSA Beef Chairman Edmund Graham, recently calling on farmers to look for higher beef prices from the factories after the cold weather, and that there were distribution problems. I think we could all see that. What's your take on the current prices and the upward spiral in the way they're going?
Yeah, they're going very nicely at the moment. There seems to be a strong demand for beef, and I think that Edmund's idea was, because there is such a strong demand for beef, that we should hold tight and try and get that price passed on to the farmer again. You know, numbers that have been killed have been continuously increasing in factories. We used to say if there was more than 30,000 killed in the month, that the price would go down. Now they're up at 38,000, 39,000. And prices are still going up. So I suppose farmers who have had those cattle and looked after them for the last couple of years, they deserve to get whatever's going by way of price increase.
And make no mistake about it, given the difficult winter that we've had, be it wet or be it snow, or no matter where you are in the country, there's been some problem. For winter finishers, it has been an issue to cover costs.
Yes, I think that winter finishers are having a very tough time. And one thing that I often point out at meetings of farmers in Donegal and indeed around the country is that 95% of cattle and sheep farmers are actually working for free. And I justify that statement by pointing out that the net profit figure for most farmers, I would say 95% of cattle and sheep farmers, their net profit figure is lower than the total figure that they get from Europe. So I think farmers need to be very careful to adopt a very business-like approach to their enterprise and decide, is it worthwhile keeping on the same level of farming as I have been doing if I'm not getting paid for it?
And sheep prices have also been going in the right direction as we come up to Easter as well. Demand has been strong.
Demand has been strong. Sheep prices are very encouraging. And again, you know, it's good to see some of the money being passed back to farmers. And we hope that this strong price will continue for farmers, because in previous years, the cost of fattening lambs was, you know, just break even with what farmers were getting for the end product. And I think that it's about time that farmers did get a little bit of a share of the price of the sheep that would justify them continuing to keep lambs and fatten them for the market for Easter.
Now, of course, the whole Brexit talks are continuing to rumble along, and we really don't know where we're going to end up. But live exports and getting new markets is going to be probably an increasingly important thing for the Irish farmer.
Live exports is a key factor, and indeed if we can increase live exports, the more we can increase live exports, the better for the price of cattle. Brexit, you know, if you can tell me something about Brexit, well, then you're probably the only person in Ireland who knows what's going to happen, because we're all in the dark as far as Brexit is concerned. We have been assured that there will be a soft border. It's very difficult to see how that can work out. And we have been warned of doom and gloom if there's a hard border. Yet we see businesses flourishing in Dublin and businesses flourishing since talk of Brexit started. So, you know, it's all up in the air at the moment, and I think that the person who would speculate as to what's going to happen with Brexit would either be a very wise person or else a very foolish person.
And living in a border area, we're obviously acutely aware of the restrictions and the difficulties that could come if there is any sort of a hard border. Thankfully, the sterling fluctuation hasn't been perhaps as bad as first feared, and at least sterling's been relatively steady, and that can help at least in forward projections from a pricing point of view.
It can indeed, and indeed the fact that sterling has remained fairly static over the last couple of months has been very good. We just don't know what's going to happen when all of the negotiations are over. We don't know what way it's going to happen, and we can just hope that, you know, farmers are very resourceful people, that we can continue to make a small living from farming to keep the farm families in rural Ireland, because it's good for the rural economy, it's good for everyone as well as the farmer.
And finally, Malcolm Thompson, the Mercosur talks have also attracted quite a bit of attention, and farmers in South America, most notably the Brazilians and Argentinians, looking at this lucrative European market. How much do you fear that they will get a foothold?
Well, we would be very fearful about the Mercosur talks and indeed the CETA talks, because an amount of beef coming into Europe of this magnitude, probably coming from herds that are not approved to the same standards as Irish herds would have to be approved, it would be a devastating blow to the industry. And all we can hope is that the amounts that are allowed, well, hopefully that beef would be taken out of the talks completely, or indeed if it's in the talks, that it would be a very small amount that would be allowed. But at the moment, it's not looking good. It's looking fairly dangerous at the moment. And I think in farming, like every other business, we just have to live from day to day and hope that the worst extremities of these things doesn't befall us.
And that was Malcolm Thompson, the Donegal chairman of the Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association. Well, as the beef industry continues to grow, market access and entry to new markets is becoming increasingly important for the beef sector. Brexit and other external issues are on the horizon. In addition to the on-farm productivity benefits of a healthy herd, it's important to be ready to meet the needs of these markets and their increasing demand for higher health status animals, traceability and sustainability. Well, Chagas and Animal Health Ireland are holding a number of beef health check meetings around the country. The Donegal event is scheduled to be held tomorrow, Friday, on the farm of Alan and Richie McBride in Newton Cullinham, starting at 11 o'clock. Some of the topics to be covered will certainly apply if these questions are of interest to you. Do you purchase dairy calves for your beef unit? And do you have buying-in protocol? You'll hear about the importance of putting such a protocol in place to avoid losses. Are you ready for calving? Well, there will be some timely messages and tips ahead of the calving season. And what about preparing for a Board BIA audit? Well, you can learn about the appropriate recording of feedstuffs, vaccinations and herd health, and why these are important in the tackling of antimicrobial resistance, otherwise known as AMR. There will also be information about parasite control at grass and grazing management and beef health check reports. And the beef health check program also covers issues related to liver fluke. So to recap, it gets underway at 11 o'clock tomorrow in Newton Cunningham. Well, the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine are reminding farmers that the 2018 nitrates derogation applications can now be submitted online. The closing date for applications is April the 20th. Farmers are advised to contact their agricultural advisor to determine if they should avail of this facility. Farmers who applied for a derogation in 2017 are reminded that they must submit fertilizer counts by the 20th of April this year as well. And end of year nitrogen and phosphorus statements for 2017 are available on the department's online system. That's www.agfood.ie or by phoning 053 916 3444. And just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steers making €4 to €4.05 a kilo, heifers making €4.10 a kilo, U-grade bulls €4.10 a kilo, R-grade €4 a kilo, and O-grade €3.90 a kilo. Cows making from €3.55 for O-grade to €3.75 for R-grade and €3.95 for U-grade. And sheep prices, well, spring lamb up to €7 a kilo in some of the processing plants and €7.50 a kilo in butchers and some local abattoirs. Hoggets making €6.20 a kilo to 23.5 kilos and ewes making €3.30 a kilo. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. From me, Chris Ashmore, until next week, goodbye.